listening to HealthRadio.fm. I am your host, Tamula McNabb. We're over by the Gusto TV stage, and I have with me a fine young gentleman, Nick from Cooking Essence. You are a young entrepreneur, and you're doing some great stuff. I went over to your booth, and you have a whole array of products that not only look amazing, your labeling is fantastic, your food tastes really good as well. Why did you get into this space? First of all, tell us what your products are and why this particular market.
Well, my products, I have a line of infused extra virgin olive oils, infused balsamic vinegars, different flavored tapenades, mustards, and infused sea salts, as well as a line of gluten-free pasta and a pizza crust. The products, they started, the pastas are the most recent addition to my product line, and it started with infused olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And it actually started, I was in a trip down to Palm Springs, and they have a lot of similar products, different infusions that I found down there, and this was a few years back. And there's actually one particular company that I found down there, and I really liked her products, and she had different infused balsamic vinegars, she had different barbecue sauces, salad dressings and that, and I actually wanted to start selling her products up here in Canada. But after chatting back and forth and that, it just wasn't going to work out and she wasn't interested. So I decided to go on my own, start up my own company and start producing my own products. And I've kind of gone from there. Cooking Essence has been around for about a year and a half now and it's been going well.
Let's talk about the health benefits of some of the products that you're carrying. So I tried some of your olive oils and some were infused. And they're California-based, not Italy-based. Tell me how Italian versus California olives work and if there's any difference. And let's talk about some of the health benefits of olive oil as well.
Sure. Well, the olive oils, they're similar. They're just from different regions. The California olive oils, they tend to be smaller. A smaller olive, but quality-wise, they're both fairly similar, and they've both got similar health benefits to them. I found that the California olive oils, that it's closer. I found some good producers down there. They're local. It's easy to travel down there if I need to meet with any of the farmers and that and see what's going on. And
so you see the growers, you visit the farms. Is it single source for you? You're going to one farmer or one family to produce your product?
Yes. I've been down there a couple times now and I've met with them. I know where they grow them. I've seen the farms and how they produce everything, manufacture it, and turn it from the olives into the olive oil.
Can you talk about the health benefits of olive oil and olives? You have tapenades as well. What are the benefits of people consuming olive and olive oils?
Well, olive oil itself, it's a good alternative to your canola oil or your butter or margarine. It doesn't have any cholesterol in it, so it's a big benefit. It does have a nice flavor on its own, and then with the infusions, it just adds that much extra pizzazz to it. And then, and it makes it great. The flavors just help you with your cooking, so if you're doing things like roasted vegetables or potatoes, different stir-fries, that's just that extra added flavor.
And now let's talk about your gluten-free pastas that you have. Are they fresh pastas? Are they dried? And how are they made? What are some of the products or ingredients that are inside of your pastas?
The products, they're all frozen. So I have a few different raviolis as well as just regular pasta. There's a penne, fettuccine, spaghetti. And then we also have some gnocchi. All the pastas are all made with the same base ingredients. They're all with mainly a rice flour. And then they do have some egg in them, which some people can have and some can't. And then the raviolis are all made with cheese, so they're all different. So there's butternut squash and cheese. There's a four cheese, a wild mushroom and cheese, and a spinach and ricotta.
Why have you gone with a frozen pasta product as opposed to a dry, and is there any difference in the end result of the product? Was that part of your decision in one over the other?
Well, when it comes to dry, it's next to impossible to have a dry ravioli, only because of the filling itself. So that kind of pushed me towards the direction of going fresh versus frozen. The reason I ended up going with frozen over fresh is just shelf life. You get about a year's shelf life on it versus fresh pasta. You're anyway, a couple of days. So when you're dealing with the stores, grocery store chains, it makes it harder. You're always having to produce it on a regular basis, and the stores, they have to sell it on a regular basis.
Where can people buy your products?
We're slowly getting into the stores around the Lower Mainland. We're mainly focused in the Coquitlam, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, our area at the moment, and then Nanaimo, Victoria. There's a few stores out that way. We are working on getting into Thrifties and Overweighties, so hopefully that will be happening in the next few weeks here.
And your website address is?
It's www.cookingessence.com.
Nick, thanks for being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you.